questions. But basically just start off, like, how are you, like, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's so, you know, it's so strange. And that's when everyone's like, this is just so strange, you know? Even being in New York, a 9/11, you know, the city got back to business pretty soon after that. And, you know, with the financial crisis in 2008, it's like we were opening, we stayed open. But this is like a really kind of strange shutdown that's affecting like everybody,
right,
you know, on every level. And, you know, it's interesting, like there is some work in that we have takeout, and, you know, I'm lucky that I guess we can do that. And then we've got some sponsors to feed ER people and some of the nonprofits that feed families in need. So I was just talking to a filmmaker about that. Like, does that mean we're savvy? I just think it just means we're just, you know, trying to think outside the box,
right,
and pivot and make things happen. But it's sad because, like, I was just thinking, like, a month or so ago, like, this restaurant was so vibrant.
Yeah.
The community was so vibrant. And just hope that that can come back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you feel like the atmosphere is with the rest of your staff and other small business owners? Do you think they share the same sentiments?
Yeah, everybody's just kind of sad and, you know, just really concerned with their employees that they had to let go, you know, and how they're going to survive, mm-hmm, and what it's going to look like if we do get to start up again,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's going to be a big challenge too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, I'm kind of interested in technology.
Yeah.
I know that now you're using a lot of technology, but how did BSK like utilize technology beforehand, like with the apps and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely happened slowly over time. It wasn't until probably, I don't know, like year 8 or 9 over there that I got a point of sale system.
Oh.
You know, we were just handwriting orders and been in the kitchen for the longest time. And that's helped a lot as far as, especially as an owner, to be able to like just press a couple buttons and see where my sales are,
mm-hmm,
you know, and see where my labor is, as opposed to having to wait until I have time to sit down or talk to my accountant,
right,
or bookkeeper. So I would say that's probably the biggest. And then also the technology of social media as far,
right,
as marketing and sales is pretty huge. It's been a great tool, especially right now. I started a specific group on Facebook for BSK Takeout, and
uh-huh,
I have over 250 members, and I would say, you know, more than half of them are, you know, have patronized us since this started happening.
Right.
Yeah. So that's something, you know, we have a Brown Sugar Kitchen Facebook page, but I haven't really been engaging in it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can see that, like, oh, the engagement really does work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are really looking and reading and wanting to know what's going on so they can decide if they're going to head this way or
right,
not.
And yeah, what about, so now with COVID-19, I know you guys are doing like delivery and takeout ordering,
yeah,
systems. Is that something you had in place beforehand? And
not here. Actually, I didn't want to do takeout here because, you know, the kitchen still is challenged to serve the seats that are here.
Yeah.
And I really like hospitality and serving people directly. And a lot of the food, I felt like, oh, was it going to be translated correctly,
yeah,
into, you know, I definitely wasn't going to do waffles. but yeah, it's, you know, we haven't done delivery yet because the delivery services take such a big percentage,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, I think we might get on Caviar, but we just haven't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said,
but we are doing, like, you know, curbside too. They can, because they're paying online, so there's,
right,
no exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a platform that you're using too, like the takeout, the curbside pickup is a.
No. So it's on our website,
right,
online through Toast,
right,
our POS, but especially since it was raining the other day, we told people to just wait in their car and we'd bring,
mm-hmm,
them the food. So,
and how
just
do you
as a
like?
Courtesy.
Yeah, how do you like Toast? Because I know you didn't really want to do it initially. So,
yeah,
how are you feeling now that you kind of have to, or that you've?
I like it. You know, like I said, I like the pressing the button and getting the instantaneous information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially like right now we have, well, we always have sales goals, but like now I have some time to actually look at Toast mm-hmm. and see if we accomplish our sales goal, you know, mm-hmm. that day to cover our basic expenses. So it's kind of like a game. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're almost there, you know.
And do you think though, how are you compensating with the, how you're saying like a lot of your food revolves around like the hospitality aspect of it? How does that work with Toast and now with takeout delivery?
Well, I think the hospitality part comes in when we actually hand the food mm-hmm. to the customer and we thank them for coming out. And also, you know, many of them are just grateful that we're here for them because, you know, I was saying to someone earlier, like, they're tired of eating pasta, you know? So we're providing a service still, mm-hmm. you know? And then the interaction on Facebook is a little bit of hospitality too, right. you know, when you reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think if you do turn to Caviar and you still continue using Toast after COVID-19, do you think you would still use these platforms or do you think you would revert back to...
We'll definitely use Toast. I think I will be a little bit more engaged with it now because I've had the time and space to see, mm-hmm. you know, again, how I can get these snapshots of my business mm-hmm. With just a touch of a finger
mm-hmm.
And get reports, you know, daily reports from them. I was just kind of removing myself from that before and letting my business partner right. handle it. And I was just worrying about other stuff, but it's nice to have that information, you know, mm-hmm. as well. Yeah.
You were using it beforehand, but you weren't using it for takeout.
Mm-mm. Mm. Yeah.
And it just comes, but it always had that service on it. It just, you didn't ever.
Yeah. We didn't have it on our website. So we just linked it to our website and we had to create like an order form. Mm.
And I know that a lot of other businesses are also having to turn to takeout and delivery.
Yeah.
How do you think like those other businesses feel? Or do you think this is more like they're reluctant to, or it's kind of like acceptance of the times?
Yeah, I think there's both. I think there's acceptance of the times, but I know, you know, it kind of depends on the operation. Like I know Dominica at Casecha, she closed down. Mm. Because I think she just, you know, she was really concerned about exposing her employees because it's more of an open environment mm-hmm. there, you know, that food hall. Romney is still there doing some business because, you know, she told me she really has a need for this cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, you know, that's part of it as well for us. But I feel like it's probably, what, 60% people or... of restaurants, maybe even less, maybe 50 have tried shift takeout. Mm. You know, I even saw some bars trying to sell, you know, cocktails and beers to go because nobody anticipated this. There was no warning. So we're sitting on this inventory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that will shift like a longer term culture around like small businesses and takeout? Or do you think this is just temporary for what it is?
I don't know. It's, you know, part of me thinks when we can all, you know, convene again, that people are going to be really excited to do that.
Mm.
I think people miss the human connection.
Mm.
But I also think that, you know, it may have given some entrepreneurs, you know, restaurateurs, a new thoughts about, you know, how to extend their product mix, their offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And supplement even the dine-in business.
Mm.
Yeah. Because the reality of it is, even before COVID, a lot of people do like eating at home.
Right.
And they would like to take the food home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have it as available. Yeah, the hard part for me, though, is all the packaging.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's all compostable, but still, it's a lot of packaging, you know. Just like when you get those meal replacement boxes, you know?
Yeah, I don't think people think about that often, mm-mm. but you're right.
Yeah.
Just in general, I know you've touched on it briefly, but like, how do you think COVID-19 has affected just like the local Oakland restaurant businesses and like the culture?
Oh, I just think it's been devastating. You know, Oakland, I think it's more of a neighborhood community place than even San Francisco. And, you know, so many of my friends, we could all walk in any restaurant around here, any night of the week, and run into at least one person we knew, you know, and that's the beauty of Oakland. And you know the owners, even if you're not in the business, because it's a small community. So it's hard. And I haven't had a chance to check in on all my colleagues, but the ones I have checked in on are, just, it's concerning.
Mm. And how do you think people can help, like, local restaurants?
Well, a lot of people are making a suggestion that people buy gift cards, mm-hmm. you know, and save them for the future. If they do have takeout and you're up for visiting, you know, support them. If you're not, maybe suggest it to other people. I think, and then when we're up and running again, just come out and support, you know, stay local, really, and stay independent, I would say, you know, it's just, it's so much harder for independent operators